The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, May 27th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning once again. This is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Before I start, I'd like to thank Kermit. He just gave me a donut, glazed donut. I'm not sure what type of person would give a diabetic patient a glazed donut. You really won't give it to me. Who gave it to me then? So where did I get the donut from? From right there. But I'm grateful. It was a good donut. I haven't had a donut in a while. So I'm enjoying myself. It's sticky. Oh, God, it tastes good. So I want to say thank you, Kermit. But if I did, my wife coming to you. I'm just letting you know. But it was a good donut. And they have a whole display of types, different types of donut in the studio. And usually, they have name written on it. So I never get to get any. But this time, there's no name on it. And Kermit said, Michael, go ahead. Take one. In fact, this is a new pack. So, I indulged. I feel a little guilt. But my God, it tastes good. Oh, gosh. Today, we're going to have an open line Wednesday. I have one or two things I want to discuss about. I'm going to discuss this. Government announces a short travel ban. Because I want to understand this. We have concern about this Ebola fear. I mean, the entire world is concerned. We know what Ebola is. Right, so we know it's a serious disease. A number of Bahamians were raising concern about the lack of communication from our central government. So what is the protocol? I've been trying to get some people from the Ministry of Health to come on to explain the procedure of when the plane lands, especially from these European countries and the United States, I guess, right? What is the procedure if we suspect somebody on board to have Ebola or given off symptoms? The hospital called? Do they come in their hazmat suits? Do they direct them to a quarantine area at the airport? Are they transported from the airport in some type of security ambulance suit? Is this ambulance set up only for contagious patients in general, or is it something that they get to scrub down? When they reach to the hospital, which hospital do they go to? Do they go to Doctor's Hospital? Do they go to PMH? How are they transported from the door, from the PMH, to wherever quarantine area, right? How long are they kept for? If they have to do, because we know we don't have no person who does the sampling for these strange diseases. We normally have to take the samples and then send the samples off, then wait for the samples to be returned. Sometimes that takes a week, 2 weeks. I'm not sure if there's any rush job regarding that. So I'm picturing me. I'm coming on my vacation. I'm only here for a week. I'm traveling through Europe. Right? More likely it's not an American, so more likely it's a European. We do not have any direct flight from Africa. Let me pause, dramatic pause to find out, because I'm coming back to the headline, announces short-term travel ban. We do not have any flight from Africa, the continent Africa. They always come in through a different country, a different airline, right? So I want to know if the travel ban is from these other countries or is from the continent. But we can go back to that to read that article. So if I'm traveling from Europe, right, and I've come to the Bahamas, only have a week here, 2 weeks here, right, and you suspect me of having Ebola because I went through the country for whatever reason, right, for how long, right? How long do you detain me for? Do you call my embassy and say, hey, embassy people, I hear, he's been detained, or do you call the hotel and say, hey, hotel people, don't charge him, right? Do you do that, right? And when it's declared a week later, 2 weeks later, that you are no longer at risk to the Bahamian public, is there some kind of compensation, or you lose that, or that's just part of your insurance policy? So, well, your entire trip was ruined, or your entire trip has expired, you need to go home now. And do they give you a credit? So, man, don't worry. Be sorry. You can come back later on. Right? Or we can speak to the hotel and tell them, give you the 7 days back extended. Like, what happens, right? And I believe people from Foreign Affairs are supposed to tell the public. I believe people at the Ministry of Health are supposed to inform the public on it, right? And I'm not sure. I am not sure that this is happening. So I'm going to read this article. I see you, caller. Just so you understand my concern. And I'm not saying that the Ebola virus scare isn't real and that we shouldn't be defensive in regards to it. But I believe people have rights. And when people have rights, you need to explain what is the concern. So as they go through the process, they say, yes, I understand what you're doing. I understand the protocol. The protocol is supposed to be known. It should be posted in the airport, perhaps. Should be posted internationally and sent abroad. Say, hey, because we have this affair, if you're coming to the Bahamas and you're coming from these countries, this is the protocol, right? But let's read this. It says, the government yesterday announced a 30-day ban on travelers to the Bahamas who recently visited the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, South Sudan, countries that are currently experiencing an outbreak of Ebola. So that's 3 or 4 countries, they said, recently visited. So that means the person may not have originated from these countries, but may have passed through these countries or visited in time. I'm not sure the incumbency in terms of how long ago. If they went a month ago or 2 months ago, or when say recently means that within, I do not know. They didn't give a time frame. It just says who recently visited the Democratic Republic of Congo. This measure will take effect immediately, right? And we know that this must be of the result of having a plane that had people that we suspected of having the Ebola virus. I think there is a current plane where people are being detained at this present time, right? And will remain in place for a period of 30 days, 1 month, subject to review by the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the government said in the statement. And I appreciate the Ministry of Health and Wellness. I think that it should be also the Ministry of National Security involved, and I do not know, right? But I see they mentioned the Ministry of Health and Wellness. The decision has been taken as a precautionary public health measure guided by the responsibility of the government to protect residents, visitors, and the wider community. Now, mind you, this is the second plane. This is coming about 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks earlier. So when you see this phrase, the decision has been taken as a precaution. It can't be a precaution because it's happened afterwards. Precautionary public health measure guided by the responsibility of the government to protect residents, visitors, and the wider community. The move comes after 2 men who recently traveled to the Bahamas from the Democratic Republic of Congo were placed in isolation. Let's pause there. It says, the move comes after 2 men who recently traveled to the Bahamas from the Democratic Republic of Congo. We don't have no planes that come from the Democratic Republic of Congo. You see what my concern is? So these people didn't come from the Democratic Republic of Congo. They visited there, then they go on to Europe, because this is, I think, if I'm not correct, according to social media, this is a British Airways plane. And these men who came from the Democratic Republic of Congo for whatever reason and went on British Airways line, right? What about the entire, let's say they did have Ebola. What did we do to the entire plane? Did we test the entire plane? Or there was no need to test the entire plane because only 2 people on the plane went to the Democratic Republic of Congo, right, despite it being this contagion, right, can be spread through the whole plane in seconds, right? What is the protocol for the entire plane? If these people happen to have Ebola, what is the contact tracing? I think that's what they call it. Regarding the people in the entire plane, were the people who came from British Airways allowed to go to the hotel? Were they allowed to go on another plane to traverse to the family island? Were they allowed to mix and mingle in the airport, allowed to go into our tourism product, our tourism industry? See, that's what my concern is. I appreciate the 2 people. But this particular virus, the Ebola virus, spreads easily. That's why you quarantine them. the entire plane out. I would assume me. I don't know. That's why I'm still trying to get health officials to come on the plane to find out that the people on the plane, are they wearing masks? Or is an open thing? It's a long airline, so you got to eat. Coming across the pond there, right? So the entire plane is exposed. Have we communicated with Heathrow Airport in general to say, moving forward, y'all need to do a precursor test, especially for people who come in from these African countries, that when it comes to the Bahamas and other subsequent countries, that our responsibility of testing, because we don't have the technology like they have the technology, is limited, right? See, I think we need to push back, ask more questions about the procedures, because I am unsatisfied with this so far, especially on a plane, a crowded plane, an airline with 100 people on it, and 2 people showing some strange symptoms. I want to know what happens to the other passengers on this plane. So is the, when you say the ban, a temporary ban from the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Sudan and the rest of the African countries, knowing that we don't have no direct flights from those countries, that they're always going through some other airline, some other airport, is this enough to say, oh, don't worry, we have a ban against them? See, it don't make sense to me. Let's go to, I'm going to finish reading the article, but let's go to this caller right now. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Caller, you there? Caller going once, so the caller gone. Continue reading the article, okay? The move comes after 2 men who recently traveled to the Bahamas from the Democratic Republic of Congo were placed in isolation. The men had fevers, which subsequently subsided, officials said. As of Sunday, May 24, the men were transported to the modular unit of the Princess Margaret Hospital. So we now know there's a modular unit of the Princess Margaret's Hospital. They were transferred there, right, after showing signs of fevers, which has subsequently subsided. So now that the fevers is gone, right, are they still in the modular unit at the Princess Margaret Hospital? How long are we allowed to detain them, right? Are they detained for a month, 3 weeks? How long do they detain them? What is the incubation period for having a fever and going to Ebola, right? How long do we watch them for? How long do we wait for tests, right? Let's go to this caller again. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
My brother, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, my brother. What you have asked just now, it goes well beyond just what happened here. You talk about the 2 passengers, potentially the only 2 passengers on board that aircraft, and I'm using that very loosely, coming aboard an aircraft suspected of Ebola. First and foremost, you got to look at their destination once they would have left Africa, and they went to another destination. What is their impact on that airport facility before they even boarded the plane to come here?
See?
Then you got to look at all those persons on board the aircraft.
See?
And then you have to sanitize that aircraft because you don't know if the Ebola is loose in the aircraft. Then when they come here, you got to look at all the places where they may have been. Look at our population. And then from there, you know, what happens after that? Now they're in isolation. My thought when I listened to you just now, I was thinking, you know, going forward, wouldn't it be advisable perhaps that we consider putting medical facilities at the airport in terms of decontamination chambers and stuff? So every passenger that comes on board an aircraft passes through that with hopes to scan and check their health before they actually merge on this side.
Let's pause there. We have purchased equipment for the airport because of COVID, when we've taken temperature or whatever it is. So we have that equipment. But the equipment that we use only takes temperature. They say you have a fever. Now, it's hot in the Bahamas. Those bright-skinned people, conky joe people, when they hit the sun, they burn up quick. So imagine you coming from Europe, right, Germany, whatever it is, and you walk in this hot climate and you start burning up and they take your temperature and say, man, you may have Ebola.
Okay.
It can't happen. So I assume the first contact of asking questions at immigration, when our local immigration start going through your passport and say, hey, you've been to the Congo.
Uh-huh.
And hold on, let me put this let me put this temperature thing on you, right? You have a fever. But that time, his contact with everyone walking from the plane to the immigration officer, that changes the whole aspect of what we're dealing with.
Now you understand what I was alluding to, because now it's not just the persons on board that aircraft. Like I said, it's not just the persons that they may have contacted and conversed and had conversation from the aircraft coming into our terminals. I'm also talking about the persons where for the plane that they boarded to come here. What about that airport? But to make my conversation short, like I said, perhaps we need to look for further into putting proper medical facilities at the airport. When I said that, I'm intentionally mentioning that because futuristically, if you notice, when you travel from one point to the next, they have you go through scanners and stuff, whereas if the technology is there, they can detect whether there's any the possibility of a contaminant you're coming along with or whatever. I know it is a lot of persons would look at this as science fiction, but you know, science fiction have already proven itself that what we thought was impossible back in the 60s and 70s is actually reality today. So these are some of the things we have to consider moving forward, because the Bahamas is a tourism destination, and we can have persons from all around the world come here with known and unknown diseases, and it could potentially either impact our society at that point or wipe us out if we are not careful. But thanks for taking my call.
Thanks. As you know, our borders are porous. We are a tourist destination. We expect, because places like New York, Miami, their international airport have all kinds of people. Can you imagine a person coming from the Democratic Republic of Congo meeting someone in the airport at Miami International, and they commingle in some way, and not knowing that they spread or contaminating each other, and that person left Miami port to come to the Bahamas, but have no history of going to Africa, see, and come to the Bahamas? We just don't know. But what kind of steps do they have the airport to say, well, we scanning you for temperature, right? And let me read this one more paragraph and go to the callers, because I see you. You say, at this time, I want to stress this point, at this time, they do not present any symptoms consistent with Ebola virus disease, the ministry said. The public is reminded that the risk to the public remains low, that there are no confirmed cases of Ebola in the Bahamas. And let's go to A5 to continue that article. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs yesterday also advised that Bahamians to avoid traveling to the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, and South Sudan. It also urged residents to exercise caution when traveling to Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda, Burundi, Angola, Central African Republic, Ethiopia, Zambia. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared that the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and Uganda, a public health emergency, international concern, PHEIC, the ministry said. The Bundibugyo strain of Ebola has also approved vaccines or specific antiviral treatments. Can anyone confirm that we have the treatment or the vaccine here in country, just in case we need to use it? I'm just asking. Travelers should closely monitor official announcements from the WHO regarding the epidemic of Ebola virus. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs advises all Bahamian nationals traveling to or residing in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, and South Sudan to exercise heightened caution due to the outbreak of the virus, the BVD, in Ituri, North Kivu, and Sud Kivu. South Kivu BVD is type of Ebola disease, a viral hemorrhagic fever caused by infection with the virus. Bahamas nationals who have been present in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, and South Sudan within the last 21 days, so we now know that the 21 days of arrival to the Bahamas, shall be subject to enhanced public health screening. The government said the Ministry of Health will continue to monitor development and continue to further guidance. Department of Immigration, in coordination with the relevant border and health authorities, will implement the necessary entry protocols at all ports of entries, the government said. So now we know it's a 21 the incubation. If you've been traveling in those places in the last 21 days, you have to get a screening. And that screen is more like you're checking you for the temperature, right? And then they send the samples off to some place, I guess, in the United States. And then we have to wait on that response. And the people, in the meantime, is in quarantine. I'm not even sure the legal impact implications of that in terms of how long can you have someone detained in general. I don't know the incubation. But these are questions we should be asking. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good day, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right. You did say this was an open line?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great. All right. I was trying to get through from the previous colleague talk show. But what I wanted to mention, I'm talking about the Christian Council and the gambling issue and whatnot.
Let me pause you there. Okay. And let me direct the conversation. Should the gaming board give a response on what happened? That's yes or no.
You're talking about in relation to...
I assume he's talking about the Christian Council response to Mrs. Sebastian Bastian and Miss Leslie Bryce. I assume that's what you're saying.
No. I mean, it ties in, but not. I wasn't talking about that directly.
Okay, then I'll yield and let's see what it ties into. Go ahead.
Okay. One of the key things that I have an objection with the council is, they seem to want to, when it comes to specifically of gambling, cherry pick what it is.
Let's pause and ask, what do you mean by cherry pick?
I'm going to explain to you. That's what I'm saying. Let me give you, when I say cherry pick, according to law, any game of chance, right? Where you don't know anything that is determined as a game of chance or anything of chance, whereas you don't know the outcome thereof. And I have seen, and a part of the Christian Council are, you know, institutions that have raffles.
Which part of the Christian Council have institutions have raffles?
I'm talking about churches. I'm talking about
which one?
Churches.
Which one? I want to understand.
Anglican, Catholic.
So you're saying the Anglican
raffles?
You're saying that the Anglicans are a part of the Christian Council and the Catholics are a part of the Christian Council and they have raffles. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, they have raffles, bingo, and stuff like that.
There are some people inside the Christian Council who do not have raffles and such because they believe it's a sin.
Yeah, now that's what I'm saying to you. I'm talking about the Christian Council in total. If you're a part of an organization and you represent, you have a position on something, let's say gambling, the organization should represent in totality whether any part of that organization is also in violation thereof, the same thing that you are now positioning taking as a position against those who are not a part of that organization.
So you believe that since the Anglicans and the Catholics and some Methodists acknowledge that we must have reverence for Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the Pentecostal says no, they don't have any reverence for the mother of Jesus, she's just a vessel. You believe that they need to denounce the Catholics and the Anglicans saying, y'all are not Christians at all because y'all believe in Mary and we can't come together to serve God. You saying that's what you're saying?
No, that's the same argument.
Stop. That's the exact same argument, and I want to know that you have to say it aloud, that you want the Christian Council who do not believe in Mary, Halloween Mary, to denounce the other set who does, or they can't come to agree to just serve God.
No. I'm talking.
But let's stop with that. No, stop. Only with that. No, I want to talk with that. No. Let's stop with that.
I thought about gambling.
No, I don't talk about the gambling. No, I move. I want to talk with this now.
You move now, and I move. I'm sorry. Let's stop with that now. I'll submit at this one.
You saying that the Pentecostals and the. Oh, no. You saying that the Pentecostals. No. You saying that the Pentecostals and the Catholics and the Anglicans can't come together as Christians because one have a different reverence, one and maybe be like Orthodox, and they say we can't come together and agree to disagree, and that's the same thing with gambling. You're confusing me, man. You're making Christianity seem combative. People just agree to disagree, they move on. Can the leader of the Christian Council say, hey, I see y'all be doing your raffling. We disagree with that because we know they disagree with it. But we believe in Christ, and we come together to promote the Christian concept. And if you want to support, because we've had Anglicans who come to in the community, come and say, we have no problem with it. And we also have Pentecostals say, no, we disagree. And we have Pentecostals who come and say, man, I have no problem with it either. So I see no problem with it. You're just making a mountain of a molehill, being political for no reason. Let the people say they disagree. That's their issue. Let's move on. Let's move on. Right? Because I believe in worshiping Mary. She's a mother of Christ. Now, watch some other people saying, I go to hell for that. Let's go to the cool cause again. Guardian Radio AM. Kermit, you Catholic. You Hail Mary. See, look at me, Kermit. You say the prayer, though. I understand. How it go? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed art thou womb. Help me. Fruit of thy womb, Jesus, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sins. Mary got to pray for our sins now until the hour of our death. Amen. Mary is a good woman. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Zuri. How you doing?
I'm always good. Blessings to you.
Yeah, you know, you're from a region, right?
Inshallah.
You're from a track, right? And so, I just could give you a little joke. It's starting to be a little. I mean, I ain't in no Mary. I ain't in the king. You know what I mean?
Who's
of
the
every
king?
Living thing.
You mean
king of all,
okay.
All humanity, the creator of all things, you okay. know? So you could hail who you want, but you know what I mean? The only son I know is the son in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
My father and I is his son. Listen, my brother. I'd prefer if you do just as you said, bring on the hell pundits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I thrive better than that in brother.
Mm-hmm.
But as relates to this new scare, right? You know, Ebola is very much deadly. It's on average. I did the statistics from its inception from 1976. There's about 35,000 people that died from it. The case fatality are just under 50%.
Mm.
And so what happens now is there are six strains, but there are basically three strains that they're saying is really deadly and hemorrhagic, I guess. But I don't need to call their names. But the fact is common sense kicked in as I read a lot of literature, and I suggest you do because you're from SAC. Now, Dr. Darwin said they did some testing. So what I'm saying is like years ago, and during the pandemic and before, even from Ms. Malcolm and Carlton Smith, them was on, I was calling for a guardian or someone to hire a scientific journalist, like how in New York and the States they have people like Dr. William Broad and people who go and do investigative journalism, but they are well, much more knowledgeable than me in science, and they're able to question and ask the right questions, even as he made Dr. Robert Gallo look at, proved to be a liar on a PBS documentary. And just to show you how hardy and cocky some doctors can be, especially some scientists, right? They can never be wrong, and they'll never admit it. Now, here's the problem I have and the question I have to ask, right? Given the fact that the Ebola virus, first it came from bats. I'm very wary of bats now. These bats are guilty of a lot of things. So I know it's mixed up with some biological weapons program or some scientific study. Your bats are just causing everything. It originated from bats. So I urge you and the public and everybody who can hear my voice to go and Google and watch the movie called 93 Days, and then you'll be able to. But to me, the problem is the mutagenic rate of the Ebola virus. And they know this, right? All RNA viruses, hence the retrovirology, which is a new field. I don't know why they bought around with retroviruses, right? But RNA viruses have the propensity to, when they replicate, to make more mistakes than DNA, because DNA is perfectly perfect in its replication. I don't want to get into sound too smart on the radio. But what I'm saying is, for me, common sense kicked in the fact that because of the mutagenic rate and the mutants, the PCR test will be obsolete for some species and strains because you need the primers need to be adjusted, hence false negative and positive. So I would like to know, did we have, is he trying to tell me that there'd be a PCR test in-country already? Or
we send the test abroad to get tests.
No, we said they did testing. That means it's,
we tested,
they released the people.
And
you just highlighted the incubation days of 2 to 21 days. And so the symptoms of Ebola mimics some other mosquito-borne diseases and flu-like symptoms also. So a temperature is just one, a fever is obviously just one way, you know, and so there also the number, even if you do a PCR test, the threshold number is very important because that will tell you the viral load, which simply means the amount of bacteria per microliter or deciliter of blood. I don't need to be a genius to figure that one out.
Okay.
But deceiving the public, it just educating the public, I should say, on the scientific literature would be the best thing for the government to do because Jeff was calling and talking about the plane being contaminated, et cetera, et cetera. Like many other diseases, if a person is not highly symptomatic, the chances of them spreading disease is less likely. But you can also spread it from fluids, et cetera, et cetera. You see what I'm saying? So the complaint should be decontaminated just as a measure of precautions. You know, it's like COVID gone, but you don't see the bus drivers cleaning the seats and doing what they should do. So, you know, it is what it is. We're all thriving, and we're all living the science and the beast, and they will use science to lock us down again and do whatever they want to do, because most people wouldn't take the time to study and don't really know what's going on in the world.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks very much. Yeah, and like I said, I just want to know what the procedures are. That plane was foreign. Do they get to leave the Bahamas and they do their decontamination thing in their foreign country, or that happened here? Right? This is the questions I want to ask, and then hopefully we get some officials to come on to walk us through the procedures regarding that. We have some more callers here online, but let me read some text. So, see, a serious question. If PMH can't even manage a headache, how the heck can we deal with Ebola? Did you know they stopped supplying masks at PMH? Yeah, I see when they make the announcement that there's no longer the need to have masks. COVID, go on. They have a special room at PMH that they do with these this particular type of disease that's spreading, that you get separate. I'm not sure how empty it is in terms of implementing it when the case by case comes up. But in the article, it mentioned the particular room that they quarantine to. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning, CA.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Morning. I'm good. You're just talking about this Ebola.
We have an open line. We have open line. Go ahead.
Okay, then. Good. Excellent. Quickly, I would just like to offer my condolences on the passing of Rupert Roberts.
My condolences.
A grocer, the pioneer in this field. And many of us are only learning what he would have done, but I believe that that void that he left is going to be hard to replace.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just like to encourage his family, you know, in this difficult time to be encouraged, you know. But now, in respect to CA, what I want to find out from you is this. How long did this politician want is going to linger over our head?
I have no concern about any politician, one, two, or three. So I'm not sure why you say linger over. Who head exactly is it lingering over?
The Bahamas' head.
I don't think it's lingering over the Bahamas' head. That's just
That's fine. I know. Try doing business in the international community with this type of thing. I mean, we don't seem to understand.
You are saying that you believe that the Bahamas businesses has been stopped or retired.
It will be.
No.
People will look at us differently.
Let's change the wording. I'm trying to make sure I understand what you're saying. You're saying that it has been, or you think that it could be?
It will be.
You know for certain at this present time, because we have an unnamed parliamentary person or politician, unnamed, you believe that in a matter of time, days, months, years, that it will stop business, to retire business. That's what you're saying.
I believe if it isn't addressed, we'll have some adverse effect from it. Nothing good can come out of it if it is true.
And if it's not true or not move from this point to next point, you're saying that it will not have any adverse.
We don't have nothing. We don't have nothing of any serious significance that the U.S. would want so much. Why they'd want to do this to the Bahamas and not anyone else?
They are investigating at this present time, but they haven't presented any information to us. And I said, just wait. Why can't you be patient and wait?
This investigation was going on now. I understand from a period of time, but then
and they ain't come up with no significant information yet. Let's let them wait till they find the significant information.
No, we shouldn't just wait. If there's a politician one in that parliament,
we don't know that there is a politician one. You keep on saying that, but I do not know that's the case. They have yet to call
sealed indictments. The sealed indictment.
Let them call this the commissioner of police and give them the name. Call the commissioner of police and give them the name and say, yes, we have a name of a politician one. Until then, they ain't doing nothing.
They're not doing anything?
What are they doing? Tell me what they're doing.
So the U.S. is playing childish.
I don't know. I know from past experiences with watching TV, all the COVID operations they do. This is what they do.
We take this thing for a joke.
It's
right?
not a joke. I'm saying that what you're saying is not called for at this present time.
It is called for because we had 18 months since Curtis was arrested.
And to this day, they ain't bring no charges on Curtis. You have to say, just put him to court and let's hear the information. Wait till that happen.
We have one person who confessed and is now doing jail time, right?
And that one person didn't give us no new information yet. What new information have you gotten?
See, we have a funny way of dealing with things, you know. We have a funny way of dealing with things in the Bahamas. That's why these things linger over our head so long.
But I say it's not lingering. You say it's lingering, and I say it's not lingering. Let's call it moot, so don't talk about it no more. Yeah? Like I'm trying
to say.
I'm saying that you say it one day, one way, and I say it's something else. And until we get more information, let's don't talk about it.
No, but we could do our own investigation.
Then you do your own investigation.
I listen to the Prime Minister.
You do your own investigation and bring it to the fore so we know what to talk about.
You are part of the 4 to 6.
And
you could do your own investigation. You are part of the
4 to 6. I have concluded there's no new information. That's why I don't talk about it. Until I get more information to talk about it, instead of speculating, I don't want speculating. You speculating. Do not speculate. When we have new information, we can have that and hash that out and row and talk about it. But at this present time, we have new information. So you can lobby for the United States to provide us with more information. But until then, we got to wait. I don't know what they say. They say a politician do it. I say who? Which one? They say they ain't telling. Then I wait. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. Guardian Radio AM. I'm going to be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. Your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. Name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Welcome back to Guiding Radio AM. Of course, it's C.A. Nuri. I have a number of calls on the phone line, but let's talk. The Christian Council said that they want the government to explain why the laws changed or what changed, what had changed, what transpired regarding allowing persons who have families getting profit from gaming to be in the cabinet. That's a reasonable request. Just say why. They said the gaming board made some announcement about 2-3 weeks ago and said they will explain what happened. They have the reasons why to the fingertips. They will go in detail and explain to the Bahamian people why the rules change or what has transitioned to make it possible. We've been asking the politicians on what happened. They didn't say anything, so we wait patiently for the gaming board. It isn't hard. I'm sure they have a good reason, and I'm sure the reason makes sense. But the idea is the lack of response. Should we, the Bahamian people, say, man, we need to know the answer. We know that they change it. It is what it is. They don't have to explain everything. Or should we demand a response? Whatever the response is, response might not be favorable to the Christian Council, might not be favorable to the opposition, might not be favorable to the Bahamian public, but it'll be a response and a conclusion. Should we say, man, the hell with conclusions and the hell with responses, they don't need to explain nothing to us. That's where we're at. That's the concern. Is this a thing that Bahamian people should be irate, concerned, mad, vexed, demanding of? Or should we say, man, this is my party, man. We win. Y'all like complain too much. There's no need to ever explain anything. Just like the 50th anniversary of independence. You don't deserve an answer. You can never get it. Just be content, man. Shh, sit small. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM. You're
hey,
not.
Mr. Nuri.
How you doing?
Well, I read some time ago, and I think I want to, you need to help me understand this. Like, in the beginning was the Word, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I ain't seen Mary in there yet. But then I understand Mary is honored as a figure in salvation history where she actually brought the Word into the world. And the world is in which we live in. So are you saying that in the beginning was Mary, and then Mary brought God into the world?
In the beginning was God's intent. God intended to create Mary to bring the Word into the world.
Oh, God
is Almighty, yes.
Oh, okay, so when God spoke his intention in a void, and sound cannot travel in a vacuum.
God doesn't exist in the vacuum. God is outside the vacuum.
Oh, he's outside, and Mary is above that vacuum.
Mary's inside the vacuum.
So God is before Mary.
God is before existence.
Okay. So I understand. So some see that Mary, because she brought Jesus, she should be praised and worshiped.
Some say that she had to be in something sacred and special for God to consider her to bring the Word into the world.
Okay. And she's the one that rose from the grave.
I do. Well, you know, the Anglicans and the Catholics have stories on Mary that some of the Protestants do not embrace. So I would have to go and research the Book of Mary to find what happened to her afterwards. I've read that she transfigured and she was transitioned into heaven also. But
like Enoch.
Like Elijah.
Like Elijah.
Yeah. But then that depends on which book you read. It all depends on which book you read.
Could you tell me where I can find that in scriptures?
I can remember there are different scriptures in different books.
I want you to give me the one that you know of.
Let me go and search it.
So could I call you back on that?
Okay, hold on. I'm almost certain that's in the Book of Mary.
Oh, in the Book of Mary.
So you go and Google search Book of Mary. I'm sure that story there.
All right. So the Book of Mary is one that you Catholics or Anglicans don't include in your books.
I'm not even sure if the Book of Mary is included in the 74 books that the Catholics have. But it's also included in the Book of Enoch, the 84 books, or the 82 books that they have.
So I'm going to do the research, because I really need to know whether Mary created God or God created Mary.
Well, we know human beings don't create nothing. Creation is coming with nothing, right? So it can't be created. Mary can't create anything. She had to be born.
Yeah, but you have to form something.
Form and creation is two different words.
Okay. This is quite interesting. Now I see why we have such confusion in this world.
There's no confusion at all. It's a matter of belief. You choose to believe what you want to believe in, and I choose to believe what I believe in.
At the end,
there'll be the judgment.
Amen.
And I don't warn you that hell hot. I don't want to see you there.
Hell is a condition for true now.
It could be a hot condition you could be in. Cold. I just want you to be in a cool air-conditioned place.
But some people are catching it now.
Once you know if you're in hell now and you'll be in hell in eternity, it could be a long time. I'm concerned about you.
But a masochist wouldn't mind that because he likes pain.
You get a lot of pain to like.
Well, I mean, you could get used to it, eh? If you enjoy pain, you might be able to have the threshold to enjoy it all.
Eternity is a long time to have that enjoyment.
You know, some people are doing it already.
Yeah.
In the beginning. Thanks, man.
You're welcome, man. Blessings. Go to the next caller. Yeah. See, Clever Duncan is worrying about who is the polishing one more than the polishing one himself. Some people are concerned. Say, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Don't eat that ultra-processed flour that made that donut. There's no nutritional value in donuts, bro. And I agree, but that donut, it tastes good, man. I had a donut for a minute. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Nuri.
Good afternoon to you.
All right. Now, I mean, I called you one or two times before. Now, I heard it was his name, Duncan talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what he's saying is facts, you know.
What are you saying is facts?
Okay. The guy, the plane going down with the money.
Yes.
Okay.
He had $30,000 of his personal money on him.
Yes, on the particular person.
On his
personal
money.
Okay, I'll say a couple, one or two more things. Let me quickly run through what I can say, and you can say what they afterwards. Now, this crew got away how they must sweep things under the carpet or whatever we to say.
Who crew?
And believe that they ain't nothing to smoke these things.
Who crew?
Well, who in power? Now, let me say something. And I may be crisscrossing a little bit. When the Bryce lady run, they say she couldn't be no cabinet minister. So what make it this time that she could be a cabinet minister?
I just asked that question and say they need an explanation. Yes.
Okay, she can. All of a sudden, they do what they want to do. The other thing, too, I want to get across with. We vote no for gambling. No,
Did not vote no for gambling. We vote no for regulating gambling.
So what's the difference?
I explained that on a previous show. I personally believe.
I can say this. You explained it. Gambling is gambling. I don't care where you put it. Now, we always like run on. But, they do a raffle. Well, they do a raffle one day of the year for something. But these people do gambling 24/7. I don't hear nobody say nothing about that.
I believe, Colum, gambling is...
It's a lot of things what is contrary. But again, I can go on with Duncan, what the gentleman was trying to get across. And it's fine. If the USA ain't get involved in this, that will get sweep under the carpet. I guarantee you that, and I'll leave you with that.
Okay. I'm not sure what's going to be swept out in the carpet. But I still maintain, and I remember we had an exchange, and even I disagree with Mr. Lang. He mentioned that he stand that gambling was illegal in the Bahamas. My position that gambling was not illegal. It was restricted. I believe restricted has a different definition than illegal. I believe there were people who were allowed to gamble and people who were restricted from gambling, and there's penalties for those who break that law from the restriction. So interpretation is there, and I just have a different interpretation. And we, at the referendum or the opinion poll, voted to whether we want to regulate who can be restricted or how it's going to be restricted. And all that semantics and interpretation. I'm not no lawyer, right? Go ahead, Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
All right. I haven't largely researched the Black Madonna. You wouldn't even have to do that much of a study to know that Mary never existed, that the mother of God that they're referring to is the Black Virgin, and that Mary is the white version of her.
And nothing is wrong with that. The issue I have is whether Jesus existed. But let me ask you that. Do you believe that...
Let me just finish this piece and then you can ask it. This is why you will find the Black Virgin in all the cathedrals in France. This is why the Pope, when they bend and bow, it is to a Black Virgin. She is credited with miracles. If you go in France, I don't know, but other countries, there are once a year, there are processions where they bring her out, where they dressed her. We have imported a religion, but we don't really know much about how that religion works, right? And the Catholic Church is where the gospel was created. Everything else is a branch of that Catholic Church, and everybody's arguing. But to me, the original church is the Catholic Church, for whatever it is, right? And there is a cult to the Mother of God. There's always been the first image of a divinity was a woman. They found it. These are things you can find out for yourself. I don't know what this problem is. We're in a patriarchal cycle. Before the patriarchal cycle, there was a matriarchal cycle because things go in cycle, male and female. And the creator has to be male and female, otherwise you wouldn't have them. I don't know what it is and why people are stuck on that. Because the only thing we're here to do is to understand that we can give birth to divine principles that are in us, or we can fall into error, and that the window of error is greed. It is money, and it brings all the unhappiness and trauma that is being expressed on the air, in the streets. We never talk about the homeless and the people committing suicide. You know, it's just intellectual masturbation, but it isn't helping the country.
Okay. I appreciate that. I'm not sure what to say. 2,000 years later, after the death of Christ, some people decided to, not seeing how the Christ looked, how create some kind of model. Some of them make some black, some of them make some white. Even saw Jesus as an Asian. So he went to Asia and traveled there. How man interpret how God look is personal. Some people have God as a black God. Some people have him as a conky joe God. Once you believe in God, I cool with that. Some people want to honor Mary. And I say, man, if you want to honor Mary, you sit there and you can say Hail Mary all you want. And if you believe that Mary is a male woman and should not be honored, I cool with that. The idea is, do you believe in Christ? The semantics of it, we'll find out at the judgment. And God would put people in different boxes and how close you are to him and how distant you are to him. And whether if God is an alien or come on a spaceship or there's going to be a New Jerusalem airplane or a spaceship coming here and land, all that semantics. The idea is the judgment coming. And he's up to study and show yourself approved. These are the rowd and think about who more right and whether this is a black religion or a white religion. That don't bother me no more, man. Just you do your worship. Do your worship and live good. Let's go to the caller before we go. Guy in Radio AM, you live? Caller, can I fit you in? Kermit?
Yuri.
Hey, you got 30 seconds.
Let me go quickly.
Yeah, man.
The gentleman with two callers before the last lady, or three girls, he worrying with God and Mary or Mary and God. Who come for you? What come for you? What come for you? The chicken or the egg? Somebody had to come for you. Somebody had to come for you.
Once they come.
Yeah, but we ain't worrying about that one now. They talking about the gambling. People now talking about the church raffle and what's not. Gambling is gambling. Gambling is a game of chance. Now, if you gamble one day of the year, you gamble. If you gamble every day, you still gamble. At the day of judgment, you can't tell God you only gamble one day. Gamble.
And what you talk, the see the is issue with me. I don't see the issue. The issue here is whether the gaming board needs to come back to the Bahamian people to explain what happened. The church, some of the church have a stance that they don't believe in gambling. It's cool. They're a lobby group. Let them lobby. The government's job is to have in consideration and make a judgment. The government has already made a judgment saying we will have gambling in the Bahamas, full stop. The church say they can continue to lobby. Let the church continue to lobby. I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at them for lobbying. I'm used to lobbyist group. It's a Christian lobbyist group who do not agree with gambling, and they will continue to say and agitate to change it. And I will continue to say, I hear you, but no. Being in gamble. The issue here that we need to be discussing is the law has either changed, one, or how we interpret it has changed, and that needs to come to the fore and explain to the Bahamian people. We have a duty of, the government have a duty of care to saying this is what happened, and this is what we're going to be doing moving forward. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM. I'm hoping that I get some health officials to come on to explain the procedures of coming from the airport and going to the hospital and what happens to the citizens who are detained in the future. I don't know if that can happen. Anyway, you have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.